Welcome back to Skydog, the Dwayne Allman Retrospective. I'm Tommy Nast, and make sure to pick up a copy of one of the greatest box sets of music available online at Amazon and wherever you buy music. For more information on Skydog and other great works of music, go to www.concordmusicgroup.com. Even at their inception, part of the mystique and attraction of the Allman Brothers Band was their ability to put on live performances of epic proportion consistently. During the time that Dwayne was alive, to even now, decades after his passing, the band's rabid fan base has grown with the children and grandchildren of their original followers. Derek Trucks and Warren Haynes talk about the legacy of Dwayne and the way he progressed as a guitarist.
The difference between Dwayne in 68, 69, 70, 71. In 68, he was really good. 69, way better.
Yeah.
70, leaps and bounds better. 71, like a whole nother planet. He was 22, 23, 24, died before he was 25. So to not realize that, wow, when he was 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, it was right. Just going to soar.
Right. Yeah.
It would be a mistake to think that he was anywhere close to his potential.
Yeah.
There's no way that he even scratched the surface of his own potential.
It's fascinating. There's a handful of guys, Clifford Brown, Charlie Christian, Dwayne, Booker Little, these guys that go out before their late 20s and they sound fully realized. You know, when you look at the arc of their life, no part of me thinks that they knew that they were not going to live long, but it's amazing how much they packed in. You know, Hendrix was that way too. You're like, that's a full body of work. You could have 50 years and not have that much to say. So they got it done. He got it done.
Thank you.
Statesboro Blues from the Allman Brothers Band. I'm Tommy Nast, and this is Sky Dog, the radio companion piece to the recorded box set of the same name. Had that tragic day not occurred that took one of rock's greatest guitarists, one would have to wonder how Duane would have enjoyed and endured the decades of success his band has seen. Greg Allman gives us a personal look at his relationship with brother Duane.
I think it was during Christmas we got into these Christmas carols. My brother was, when he was younger, he was a very good singer. He was in the boys' choir, and you know, it was brother against brother growing up until we started playing music together. Then we became closer than brothers, closer than friends. And that was the catalyst that brought us together. That's why we're so close.
That's Midnight Rider from the Allman Brothers Band, just one of the many songs featured on Sky Dog, the Duane Allman retrospective. As a matter of fact, there are over 100 tracks that Duane is featured on, in addition to the Allmans like Derek and the Dominoes, Delaney and Bonnie, the Allman Joys, the Hourglass, and solo performances, not to mention his session work with Boss Gags, Ronnie Hawkins, Aretha Franklin, King Curtis, John Hammond, and more. Once again, we hear arguably the two greatest rock guitarists jamming together as Duane Allman and Eric Clapton shred it out with Why Does Love Got to Be So Sad? Yeah, 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 yeah.
What has love got to be so sad? singing about you. Brothers love got to be so sad. Brothers love got to be so sad. Brothers love got to be so sad. Brothers love got to be so sad.
Thanks for listening to Sky Dog, the Duane Allman retrospective that's available wherever music is sold. For more information on this and other great projects, visit concordmusicgroup.com. Sky Dog, the radio special, was produced by yours truly, Tommy Nast, Ron Shapiro, and Rick Two Fingers Noon. Special thanks to Galadriel Allman, Derek Trucks, Warren Haynes, Boss Gags, Dickie Betts, and Greg Allman, with special recognition going out to E.J. Devakaitis from the Duane Allman Estate. Keep the memory of good music alive and enjoy our final track of the show that we'll let Duane introduce.
I'll share with you one of a song of our first album. This is a song my brother Greg wrote, Dreams.
Just one more morning, I had to wake up with the blues, pull myself out of bed, yeah. Put on my walking shoes, went up on the mountain, see what I could see.
together.